The Ukiah Latitude Observatory had a star party on Thursday night in Observatory Park in the 400 block of Observatory Avenue. Dozens of visitors lined up to peer through telescopes at Saturn, Jupiter, the moons of Jupiter, and the crescent moon of planet Earth. We tagged along with volunteer Nick Barth as he dashed around adjusting telescopes, tracking celestial bodies, and sprinkling bits of information throughout the crowd.
Okay, we got three moons going on now, so go ahead and take a peek, my good man. Do you still see it in there?
What?
You see the planet? No, you don't. This is a Dobsonian. It's one of the most classic telescope designs. We have two different mirrors collecting a whole lot of light. It's really good for dim things out in the deep space. You should be able to see a big kind of plate.
Yes.
And then right next to it, there's a moon. Right next to it, to the top right.
Yeah.
And then there's three other ones above that.
Yes.
So those are the four Galilean moons, the moons that Galileo himself was looking at, charting as they spun around Jupiter.
Oh, wow.
The Galilean moons are only four of the 69 moons known to orbit Jupiter. They were discovered in 1609 by Galileo and another astronomer named Simon Marius. The two men were working separately, and while Galileo beat Marius to the press with news of the discovery, Marius is the one who got to name the moons after various figures from Greek mythology: Io, Callisto, Ganymede, and Europa.
I've never seen the Galilean moon.
Nice. And this is a particularly flattering picture with the four of them right next to each other on the right.
Yeah.
It's rare. I've rarely seen them all on one side.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. So these are the moons from the good angle?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an auspicious orrery.
Yeah.
We wandered over to another telescope where volunteer Stu Castile was monitoring Saturn.
What kind of telescope is this?
That's a Celestron.
Okay. What are you adjusting for people to look at tonight?
Right now it's just on Saturn, and it's tracking Saturn. So and as soon as I get a few stars, I'll get a better alignment. We'll be able to see some globular clusters and stuff like that. So
is Saturn doing anything especially interesting tonight?
The rings are tipped just about as far as they get.
Yes.
And you can see a little bit of a shadow.
Bottom.
You can see a little bit of shadow on the ring and stuff like that. So.
What does that look like? Can you describe it?
Well, it looks like a beach ball with a floaty around it. Except the floaty is paper thin.
Visitor Soe Stagner was peering through a telescope and described what she saw.
So what do you see?
I see like four dots on it. It's really tiny. And then I see a dot next to it. And that's all. I don't know if it's one dot or two dots. I mean, four dots or two dots.
And another visitor, Betty Lacey, was overwhelmed by the sight of the moon.
That's so incredible.
What do you like about it?
Well, all the texture, of course, just the depth.
When we look at it from so far away, we just see white.
Volunteer Castile has big plans for the Great American Eclipse, a total eclipse of the sun that will take place on Monday, August 21st. This will be the first time in decades that a total eclipse will take place in America. The next one, which will also be visible from Mexico and Canada, is due in 2024.
What are you going to do for the eclipse?
Well, I've got a modified GoPro camera that will attach to the back of the telescope, and then I've got a solar filter for the full aperture, and then I've got a 360-degree GoPro setup that I'll be doing around the whole thing, and then I'll have another camera off to one side.
So, wow, you sound like you're ready to make a documentary about this eclipse.
Well, I actually shot Halley's Comet on video back when it was impossible. It took we actually had it on a big screen for public viewing nights, and in the 80s technology, we were using Vietnam era vintage image intensifier onto a surveillance camera going to a $30,000 black box that did all sorts of image processing, and then onto 3/4-inch videotape.
And so where will you be viewing the eclipse next month?
Outside of Rigby, Idaho.
So do you teach astronomy, or is this a...
It's been a lifelong hobby. I actually got a bachelor's degree in it, but it's not exactly a well-paying position.
Sounds kind of like creative writing.
Yes.
The Ukiah Latitude Observatory is located in the 400 block of Observatory Avenue in Ukiah. For more information about upcoming events, you can email observatory@cityofukiah.com or send a message to the Ukiah Latitude Observatory Facebook page, where a recent post notes that just because it's not on Facebook doesn't mean it didn't happen. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Thanks to volunteers Nick Barth and Stu Castile, and to visitors Soe Stagner and Betty Lacey for sharing their descriptions with us.